afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. First of all, we want to give glory to God that he protected President Trump.
Amen.
And also I want to say, it was interesting, I had a dream last Thursday, the Thursday before the event happened, to pray protection for President Trump and his family, but also a need to pray protection for our prophets that are giving God's word of what's going to happen, because obviously the enemy doesn't want the prophet to give out any word.
Yeah, the devil didn't want everybody to know what's future.
Right, so we want to continue to pray for Donald Trump and his family to be protected, and all their close family and friends, and also for the prophets and their families and friends to be protected. So we'll go off in prayer, and our title. Whoa, what a strange title. WDJS. Well, first we have to pray, and then we'll find out what it's all about.
I know. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this day, the day that you have blessed us with the gift of life. And we thank you that your word and your spirit guides us in everything we do. We consecrate our lives to you, the benefit of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is with us now, and we take action to do your word and listen to the voice of your Holy Spirit, so that we're able to be kings in life by Christ Jesus, priests before you, Lord, to do the will of God in everything we do. We take charge on this earth because we have the authority through your word and your spirit to bring to fruition the will of God. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all name, and we all said,
amen.
Amen.
I think an important thing to remember, it used to be WWJD, what would Jesus do?
Right.
But really, Jesus's doctrine is the sower sows the word. It's all about Jesus came and he said, and the word was with God in the beginning, and the
right.
word was God,
John
and the
1.
Word became flesh. So word, so the W there is what? Not word.
What did Jesus say?
And that's
what
like
did
the,
Jesus
the
say?
Key thing to know for us today. How are you going to apply what Jesus said to your life, to your benefit? Like, I see a lot of people. I'm on a prayer team for his glory, and I see a lot of people do prayers. But what type of prayers did Jesus do? Because if anybody we want to imitate, it's not Randy or I.
Or anybody on
anybody
earth.
Anybody else or really.
Other than Jesus.
Right, unless somehow the Holy Spirit says, that's a good thing, you should do that.
The Holy Spirit is the director.
Right, then otherwise.
And that's the spirit of Jesus.
Right, and so you want to know what Jesus did in certain prayers. How did he pray? What happened? How did these people get healed? What made them heal? What did Jesus say? What kind of prayer? Did he do a long, long prayer? Did he tell God all the circumstances? What did he do that caused the healing that we need to be able to imitate
how
as,
do we
as
receive
his followers?
It? We take the word and use it
okay,
to
so
the kingdom
we'll go
of God.
Off to our first healing is how a leopard was healed in Matthew.
In Matthew 8, it says, and behold, there came a leper who worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Right, and here's another important issue about, well, it's kind of showing you lots of things, but one of the things is, the man was worshiping Jesus, so he knew about Jesus. He knew about Jesus's healing ability. He said to him, if you will, you can make me clean.
So and he had heard about Jesus.
So he had faith.
It wasn't the first time he showed up.
Right. He had a faith thing. He knew that Jesus had the ability. So Jesus is
and he called him Lord.
Right.
That's a key.
Right. And Jesus wants to know that the person, because he didn't heal everybody, as we know, in his own hometown, they had little faith and he could do few miracles there because they
right your because faith they is, didn't think that he was Lord
right in your belief and what you believe interacts with what God's word is, and then when it connects properly, it happens. So what the leper said was what a lot of people say. What is God's will as far as healing? The leper said, if you will, you can heal me. And Jesus' answer
said,
didn't go, oh, well, no, it's not my will to heal anybody. Or you, half the people I won't, I'll heal you.
Well,
but
only,
some
only
of the
sometimes.
But his answer was, I will. And then he does what he's instructed us to do, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So he's showing it, but he didn't say a long prayer like, oh, Father, please heal this man, la, 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 la.
Rhetoric, rhetoric, rhetoric.
Amen, something. And then we would say in Jesus' name today. But he just said, be well.
Be healed.
Be healed. And it was done. Well, we can go back and look for sure. It says, he goes, can you heal me? He says,
I will.
Be thou clean.
Be thou cleaned.
Right. So that's the important thing. That's what we say. If you're on a prayer team to pray healing, and I don't know that we have people so much come with leprosy, but if we did, we'd say, be clean. We'd lay our hands in Jesus' name and it'll be done. So let's
be healed. That's all you have to say in Jesus' name.
Right, that's your prayer. That's all. Like, be healed. You could, if you want to give him some
that's
more.
That's your authority.
Right, more.
It's given to you by Jesus.
Right, and if you really wanted to maybe give a little bit more, really you should teach them prior to praying for them the verses like Isaiah 53, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. You need to teach them that so they have the faith, they believe. So when you lay hands on them, you say, be healed, be clean. They don't go, what?
Yeah,
they
notice,
already know.
If you read the Gospels, Jesus always taught before he started laying hands on people.
Right, so they knew, and
he wanted the word to infiltrate their being so that when they go, oh, well,
they could believe.
They had they believed.
Right, as you believe, be it unto you. So let's see what the next healing, how he did it.
He said in Matthew 8 as well, says, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He kind of prophesied it that he would be healed right there. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour.
Right, so there we're seeing, again, Jesus is knowing what position the centurion's at. He knows the centurion has faith. What did he say? That's what this whole thing's about. What did Jesus say?
What you said will come to fruition.
Right. He said, well, what did he exactly say?
He exactly said,
we want
verily I say unto you that I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way. Go, it's done.
But as you believe, that's
and part. As thou hast believed, as you have believed it, and so it be done to you. And the servant was healed in the self same hour.
So did Jesus pray for him?
He didn't have no long prayer. He just said,
no, but did he
your
go
faith
to,
made you whole.
But did he go to the Father and do a long prayer? No. He said, as your faith is, so be it unto you.
Right.
We see that again. I find it interesting. We read a story, I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth, who had come to San Francisco. It was many years back.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
And they had a line of people waiting.
They had hundreds of people in the line. And he interviewed every one of them.
Right, because Smith Wigglesworth, when he laid hands on the sick, historically it's known, they got well, and he seemed to have a great outcome.
Anointing.
And so all these people lined up, and he would interview them, and he'd just say, nope, go away.
You ain't receiving it.
You don't have
the
faith.
He went through hundreds of people in the history of this, and he came up to a lady, and he interviewed the lady, and her son was sick, and he said, you got it. I'm laying hands on you.
And according to your faith,
and her son was healed.
Right. So
right there.
We're seeing.
And I don't even know if the son was in the place, like the lady from Tyre.
It could be like the centurion. His servant was
right.
Home.
His servant was back at
was
home.
Not there.
Same thing here.
Right.
But
it's for your learning to know, like how. How did Jesus pray and these people got their healing? Because in a sense, we don't have Jesus. Jesus lives in us when we're born again, but he physically won't walk in. But how did these people get there? Their faith made them whole.
Right.
They learned and their faith made them whole. And so when you're on a prayer team and you're going to pray, you need to talk to know what agreement you can have. And are you agreeing with
Where's their faith?
Is it going to happen or not? Or if they're saying, well, if it's God's will or not, then they probably don't really have faith yet that it is his will. But we know.
Well, that's why Smith Wigglesworth said, next.
Right, but we know it is God's will to heal, and so we won't have that issue. So let's go on to see what he did with the next person to get healing. Let's see if he did a long, long prayer in this one or not. Let's see.
It says in Luke 4:39, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and ministered unto them.
Right, and this is Peter's mother-in-law, the story of they came, and she was sick, and he walked in, and he rebuked the fever.
Yeah.
So we have authority as we're praying for people. We can say what Jesus said. Be gone, fever. You have no right to be in her body. She's healed. Be healed. He touched her, and up she got.
Redeemed from the curse of the law.
Right, and she got up immediately. He didn't
Galatians 3:13,
and we assume because it's Peter's mother-in-law, she knew a lot about Jesus. It wasn't like he walked in and who are you and like, oh, whatever. She kind of knew his authority. So it works so well. So let's go on to our next healing. There's just so many healings. You can read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I think it's important if you want to learn how to pray and you want to say what Jesus says with the prayer. And what do you need to do what he does? If your faith isn't built up, it's the thing that God told me when I was reading Job. It's the four R's. Repent. Repent really means
repent.
You have a revelation. You're going
revelation.
The wrong way.
You're
the wrong direction.
The Lord.
When you repent, you turn 180 degrees and go in a new direction. So you're repenting in the sense you didn't know how to get your healing. You now know how to get your healing because you have revelation.
Of the word of God.
And then the next thing. So you repent, have revelation. Then you renew your mind. If you don't have enough, you study the word till your mind. Because when you're born again, your spirit is a new creation, but your soul is
your old. Your soul is still the same.
Right. So it has the same.
It hadn't been renewed.
It has the same self-talk because of neuroplasticity, and you need to make a new path.
Yeah, you got to get a new habit here.
Right. You got to get a new path. Like the old path will just dissolve as you don't use it, and you're going to get on the path. Yes, it's God's will to heal me, and I'm healed, and all the verses and how Jesus said it, and I believe it, and it's so in my life, as well as the people in the Bible's life. So that's what we're going to do.
So what was the other two?
So then after we repent or really have a revelation, because that's
right.
What's repenting is you're turning into a new direction, because you weren't getting your healing, but now you've repented, you had your revelation, then you renew your mind if you need to have... Pick a scripture, you renew it, read it until you know that you know that you know. Then you receive.
You receive it.
You say, thank you, Father, I'm healed. That's what I did when
thank
I got
you,
my
Jesus.
Healing. I go,
thank
I healed
you, Father,
by the
in Jesus' name.
Stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And it might not just be physical healing. In this
Hallelujah.
Case, we're teaching physical healing, but it could be, thank you, Father, I have the money to pay my bills. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, all your needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
And so we just heard, I just heard a wonderful testimony of a woman who... it's not wonderful that necessarily she got divorced, but I don't know why she got divorced, but her husband had signed on the loan for the house, and they had 2% interest or 2.5% interest from long ago. And after 3 years, he wanted off the loan, and everyone told her, you can't get a loan at 2.5%
because it's high.
If you take him off, you have to get a brand new loan and it'll be really high. And then she couldn't afford to keep the house. Well, she prayed and said to God, and God said, no, it was some kind of thing like, no, he'll be removed from the loan or he'll be off the loan or whatever. So it turns out she had gone on the 10th and the 10th bank. She went and they actually
accepted
it. And she got him taken off the loan. She now has a loan in her own name. And she has it at like 2.5%. Glory to God. And is that possible? Everybody go, no. Everybody told her, no, you can't possibly get them to give you the loan at the same price. They want more money.
That's what the devil wanted to say.
But God said, woo, you got it, babe. And so we all give glory to God for helping her out. And
my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory.
So what we do is we repent or have revelation. She had a revelation God could do it. And she renewed her mind and quoted the word, and she did her part. She received, and then she gave. She was on our meeting giving glory to God that the
glory
impossible
to God
happened.
For his mercy endureth forever.
So let's see what happens in our next event.
It says in Matthew 9:20-22, and behold, a woman which was diseased with a issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said unto herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Right, and there's so much to learn from that. Look, how long was she sick?
12 years.
Right, and a lot of people, if they prayed and tried to get well and spend all the money they had, they would have given up. But instead, for some reason, she repented in the sense that she goes, I'm not going to the doctors anymore. And she got a revelation, I'm going to get my healing from Jesus. So what did she do?
Well,
which is what you need to do. It's a thing back to neuroplasticity.
Also, her confession wasn't just one time. It says in other translations. She continually said. It wasn't just like all of a sudden had a revelation. Oh, yeah, I go touch him. You know, she must have, for 12 years, she had heard about Jesus. And then she said, well, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. She had that revelation. So she continually said that, it says in the other translations. And when she did it, it came to fruition. Jesus didn't even have any part in it other than he is the Lord.
Well, he had
the
anointing. Because you know why she touched the hem is the oil, when they anoint people, ran into the hem of the garment of the rabbi.
Yeah, and it was cuffed.
And that's considered where the anointing is. So she was
she said, daughter of Abraham.
Yeah, so she was grabbing the
anointing. Your faith has made you whole. That's what he said. Jesus said to him.
Right, she was.
Because she had explained what happened.
Right, she was grabbing the anointing, basically.
Right, she was taken on.
Well, so we'll go back to our topic. What did Jesus say?
What did Jesus say?
Did he pray for her? Did he ask for her healing? Did he do anything with it? He just said,
she already had
it.
She's the daughter of Abraham.
Your faith has
made you whole. She just had to line up.
Right. And so once you're born again, you're a daughter
of Abraham, grafted in to Jesus. Basically, it says that.
So you can claim your same thing as she did. Like, She did use Jesus, which is how we'll use Jesus, because the healing power doesn't come from your mind and you're saying it. It comes from you renewing your mind so your spirit connects with the word of God and God performs the healing. We don't ever want you confused. You aren't doing the healing
God
yourself.
God is the healer.
God is always the God, healer.
God, Jesus, Holy Spirit is the healer. Right. They're one.
But we play our part in receiving. We
they're
have
Elohim.
Because he said, daughter, your faith makes you whole. What you believe makes you whole. So we have a part, but Jesus is the healer. We just
Jesus
want to make sure you
healer.
Know Jesus
yeah,
is
we,
the healer.
We
are not the
only,
healer.
Only thing is we are the conduit.
We're the teachers of how he heals.
We're helping you ourselves learn, as well as you.
We're helping you learn how Jesus did it and how you can do it, but it is Jesus who does it. And so we'll go on and see how it happened in the next one.
It says in Matthew 9, 27 through 30, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he came into the house, the blind men came to him and said unto him, them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. And then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you.
Their eyes were open.
And it's and their eyes were open. I got
I kinda,
a little confused
I,
there.
I forgot. I didn't I got, take the verse out.
Sorry
I
about
kinda,
that.
I kind of confused him. I left a 30 in there. But
right.
But that's showing where Jesus is. So you're on your prayer team and you're going to pray. Jesus himself asked, what did Jesus say? He said, do you believe I can do this? So when you're going to pray for somebody.
And they called him and they said, son of David, which meant the Messiah comes through the son of David. They knew that by the teaching of the Hebrews and of the rabbis. They all knew that the Messiah, and they believed that Jesus was Lord, the Messiah.
Right, and they asked for mercy because we know we have grace. So that is kind of like mercy and grace are kind of akin to each other. They were asking, have mercy on us. And so he's saying to them, do you believe
that I can do it?
And they said, yes, Lord. And he just said, what did he say?
He said, they said, yea, Lord. And then he touched their eye. He touched their eyes.
Which he says, lay hands on the sick.
Yeah. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes are open. Their faith is a grain of salt or grain, not a grain of salt, grain of like a
mustard seed.
They believed that he was the Messiah, and they believed that the healing was for theirs because they were children of Abraham and they had the right to receive it. And he said, well, according to what you believe, it's done.
Right.
And they did believe correctly because it got done.
Right. Did he say a long prayer to get him healed?
No,
Did he beg God for it? Did he say
he commanded it, in fact.
Well, but he didn't beg God and say, please, 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 God, if it's your will. He didn't say if it's your will. He knew it was God's will. They knew it was God's will. After he said, it is my will. Yeah, then there was no question of whose will. And then your faith makes you whole.
And Jesus, before he left in Mark 16, 15 through 19, he said, lay hands on the sick. So Jesus was already doing that here. They were laying hands on their eyes and said, be it unto you according to your faith.
Right, so we're hoping we're
done deal.
You're getting this.
Because their faith was there.
What did Jesus say? And you're going to say the same thing over your friends, your family, yourself, and you're getting your healing. So let's go on. Next one.
In Matthew 15:21 through 28. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Right. Well, so that's kind of a shortened story. This is the woman that came
from Tyre and Sidon.
Right.
She came from Lebanon.
Right. And first, originally, he sort of ignored her because she was the outcast thing. And he kind of called her
and he
like a
motivated
dog
her
by calling her
her
dog
faith by saying little puppies. Only children of he said only the children of Abraham basically
get the blessing.
Get the blessing. And she said, well, even the puppies get the blessing.
Gets the crumbs.
Get the crumbs underneath the master's table. And she goes, whoa, the faith coming forth.
Right, because you're not letting go of what you hear. You're not being, like, persuaded.
She wasn't going to walk away and go, oh, I guess I can't have it.
Well, he called her kind of a dog. He didn't
really. He called her a puppy, basically, if you read the.
But not exactly.
But it's a dog.
He was wanting her to have a shift in her thinking. Because, see, when you have people come and you're at a church and you want to pray for them, you have to have them shift into the mode of their faith is where it belongs.
So that they can receive it.
Right, because she wasn't even sure. Because
the Holy Spirit, and the power is already there. It's just you're the gatekeeper.
Well, and she wasn't sure, really. She knew she was an outcast, and he didn't speak to her. But he got her to the point that she knew she could even have the crumb. And the crumb was enough to heal her daughter. And so then it was basically
mustard seed.
What did
crumb.
He say to her? We'll go back to it. What did he say?
He said, daughter.
O woman, great is thy faith. Be it
unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Right, so
done deal.
He didn't really say a prayer there. God, please heal her, whatever. He said her faith.
He said, it's done.
Right, so that's why we're liking your favorite part is really, Mark, that we're to go lay hands on the sick and they recover, because you're using your faith. God's going to do the healing, but we have to use our faith. We're born again.
We are the gatekeeper of the word of God in our circumstance.
Right, kind of as Paul taught in his verse, like we die with Christ. Because we do die to the law. We're free from the law. We become a new creation. And then we have to receive all that's been given on the cross. That's in Isaiah. We receive our healing. We receive our
Isaiah
blessing.
Isaiah 53:4.
We receive our peace. So, yes, it's all done. We will get into heaven with just being born again. But then
we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right, and then God gives us all these presents, like healing and prosperity and all these things.
He gives us all that he said. He basically transferred the power, and when he spoke Mark 16:50-90, he transferred the power. He's sitting at the right hand, is what it says right there. He's waiting for us to take care of business.
Right, so
we're the gatekeeper to the word of God in our lives and in our family and all the people around us.
Right, so we have to be like the people in the Bible there. And we might have waited 18 years like the lady. You might not have been.
Well, she didn't know any better.
You might not have been healed.
Still cultivating, and she heard about Jesus, and she go, whoa, here's the revelation.
Right, because she did her.
God doesn't want to keep it away from you, but it took her a while to get there.
Right, so she repented and
she didn't die.
She had a revelation and repentance. She did that. It was a revelation, and then she went, whoa, I can get healed. And then her faith made her whole.
And the Holy Spirit taught her, hey, what, you can go touch the... I'm sure the Holy Spirit said, yeah, you can go touch the hem of his garment. You're not too far from where he's going to be tomorrow.
Well, right, and it's...
So she prepared to do that.
Well, and in the sense of the woman we just read, she was like an outcast. So let's say you think, oh, I've done something horrible, I've taken drugs.
We're all redeemed from the curse of
I've
law.
I've done things I shouldn't do. Because, like, if you ask most people, do they need a savior? They go, I'm a good person. But you go, well, have you ever lied? Oh, well, it was just a little lie. Yeah, have you ever stolen anything? Oh, it was a little lie. And pretty soon after you count up all the little things you did, yeah, you probably need a savior. You're not you do.
Even if you're almost a perfect, but almost isn't good enough.
Right, so you want
Jesus is the reason.
Right.
Jesus did not sin, and it's the only reason we get to heaven is because of Jesus. Everything's pointing to Jesus. He did the deed. He the law said if you do anything wrong, you are done. You're out. And he did not, and so there we're grafted into the body of Christ. He gave us the power, the authority
to use his name.
We have it. We have it. You just got to understand the situation, have belief. You need to know that you have that power.
Okay, so let's go on to our next person and see what did Jesus say.
In Luke 13, 11 through 17, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said to her, unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God."
Right. Well, that's
Jesus took an initiative to say, "Hey, lady."
Right. So
Jesus said, "I know he's knowing." He didn't act unless he knew that she had the faith to be healed.
Right, and it's pretty amazing, 18 years, and you're thinking if you haven't stood up for 18 years, you'd think, oh, the bones are locked, they never can unlock, but that's not true. With Jesus, anything's possible.
Right.
Well, so I'm going to tell you a story, it was June 15th, because we do a lot with dog rescue. You probably all know about Grace's book, The Life of Hollywood. You can get it on Amazon, and we donate money to dog rescue for it. But there was a dog, they were doing an event to hopefully find the forever. I always like it fur, like not four, it's like the dog has fur, forever family.
Forever family.
And so they had dogs they had taken to a pet store. And as they were going to load the dogs back to take to the rescue, one of them was getting in the car, and he got in and it got jumped out, and it spooked. There were two dogs being walked in to get in the car, and the second dog got spooked and pulled, and unfortunately didn't have a harness on. It just had a collar on, and it pulled itself out of
the collar
and ran.
And ran.
And the person put the other dog that had jumped out back in the car and ran down the street, but the dog just kept running and running. And
it was very scared.
And it was running across big streets, and people, like a car, it's like a magic thing, a car kind of drove down the wrong side of
To not hit it. So there was anointing there too.
Yeah. The person who had the dog escape was praying for the dog the instant the dog left. Well, so we got a contact to pray for this dog. And back then we were teaching about the authority of our prayers. Like you pray it, you use God's word for it, and then you don't get moved by what other people say, what other people
do,
whatever. So the dog, the first week goes by and there's some sighting, but people try to chase the dog and the dog runs. And then for maybe 2 weeks, there's no sighting of the dog at all because they put up posters to try to find the dog. But I'm going, the dog is going to be fine. The dog is going to be well. The dog's going to be returned.
You could show the poster, can't you?
Oh, I could show the poster. So here's a poster of the dog. It says, "Lost dog, do not chase." And it has the rescue number to call. Well, what happened was, I believe it must have been the 13th, the Freedom From Paws person texted and said that she's been spotted again. And my response is that I sent back to her, because we're praying and I'm not giving up that this dog, I don't care if people say the dog runs, the dog can't be caught.
Yeah, there's a lot of naysayers.
There's all these people on Facebook saying all kinds of things, are calling
social media
up the freedom thing. And if you did it this way, you could be saved and you could be saved. But she just put a few people on her prayer thing because she didn't want all the naysayers. So my response to her was, "Thank you, Lord. She is rescued and well. And amen, amen." And then it goes along, and I don't know exactly the day, but this is the day before she was actually rescued. Still spotted, still running. And I said, "She will stop and go home to you." And the next day, the man who found her had done some things with the rescue before, so he was aware this dog was lost. And the dog just stopped. He got it and put it in the car.
And
it's back to the
rescue.
And they've taken it to the vet. And the dog is going to be well and whole. It just needs, it's been gone.
A month.
And running. One day short of a month. And actually, another person on that was praying with us said she was praying and God had said to her, she will be found before the month is up.
And the day before
the dog was found. So I think what I'm trying to show you too is there'll be naysayers when you pray and you just can't let go of it, because we know the naysayers can pray. People can pray all kinds of things different than you. For example, I always like to go to the Bible, because the Bible is the source to give you the truth. Because we know with Elijah, I think it's Elijah. I always go, is it the first one, Elijah or Elisha? But he prayed that it wouldn't rain 3.5 years. I'm sure during that time, there may have been other people praying, but he had a word from God that that's what should happen. And it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It's what you're doing aligned with the word of God. It will happen. Because it says God's word will never return void without accomplishing what he sent it to do. So I like the idea. I'm flipping back to President Trump. President Trump, people were praying. There was a prayer thing, I believe, the 11th of July, where a whole bunch of people got together and were praying for his protection, his family protection. And that was really kind of interesting, because I had the dream kind of on Thursday, and then there was this prayer thing on Sunday, I think, right before it happened, which I didn't know it. I just had this dream. And anyway, I just think Trump himself said it was God who did it, because if he had stayed looking the way he was originally looking as he began to speak, it would have killed him. But he turned his head, and because his head turned and his body a different way, it missed him. It was a sniper. And so, like, people pray, and you just got to know that you know that you know that you know.
Well, it didn't totally miss him.
Well, but
it didn't.
It was a miracle still, and I'm going
went to his ear.
But you got to know that you know that you know when you pray, it's done. And with the dog, I had to know that I know, and no matter what naysayers are saying or what anybody's saying, or it'll be like kind of like your physicalness if you're sick, your hand saying, I'm not well. They're saying, oh, the dog's running. Nobody can catch this dog. This dog is uncatchable. He can't be caught. It's like, oh, it's going to get run over running across. I think it traveled 20 miles.
Nobody ever caught it for one day less than a month. No, I mean, they had seen it all over the place, like miles away.
They had pictures of it. No, but they had pictures of it too. Like, there it is.
All over the place. I think somebody sighted it like 20 miles away from where it started.
And it run across major streets and God protected
and
it.
And it ate somewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
we don't know really. It's unfortunate dogs can't tell their whole story, but it did survive.
Well, God made sure it got some food somewhere until he got caught,
right?
Got brought home.
Right, and so I think that's just a good example for me, because in my mind, I was saying, if you pray it, believe it, it's so.
Yeah, and don't be wishy-washy, like James says. Don't be like a rudder in a ship.
Turn in a circle
and
go
back and forth. Oh,
well, you
got it. Once you get the revelation, you speak the word of God, you stick with it.
Right, and so we'll go back to our topic. What did Jesus say? Jesus sized up the people. And he knew that their faith was there. And then he just said, according to your faith, it's done. He didn't say a long prayer about healing or anything. He just...
Well, he could have if it was needed. If he, you know, it's not like we're saying this is the trend or this is... Hey, every time was different with Jesus. There
right,
wasn't any equals
right,
there, pretty much.
Well, because sometimes he touched him, or like with the centurion, it wasn't, the guy wasn't even there, so...
Sometimes he prayed.
Yeah, so he just, it's really knowing that it's done. You don't need to ask God and beg. And
there's no formula.
No, there is a formula, though.
It's a general formula.
You don't whine and you don't discuss the sickness.
You don't destroy your words.
And go on and on. My poor cousin Joe, he has arthritis. He's had it for 80 years.
If God
and he's
knows
in
it,
pain.
You know it. God knows it.
God doesn't need you to tell him all that. He needs you to go, he's... Well, be healed.
Yeah, be healed.
Just like Jesus did. So that's all
just
I gotta got.
Just
got
to cultivate your understanding of the Word of God.
Right, just
read the Word of God.
Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
You need to read it every day. Don't let the Word of God depart from your eyes, for his life and his health and healing to all your flesh. And That's in Proverbs. I think it's okay. Proverbs 4:20. And it's also in Matthew 6:33, I think it says,
well, that's not really.
My God supplies all my needs according to his riches. No, right.
They can look it up. That's the nice part.
Matthew 6:33.
And they can read it. And if you have, that's the nice thing. If you have a Bible and you need healing, you can go to the back to the contents and it'll tell you, go to page 59.
Seek
here
first
it is.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33.
Right. Or you can Google it. Like, I need healing Google Bible it. Verse. And it'll tell
you.
You
don't have to Google it. You could, all the other.
Right. There's so many sources to find what you need. You need finances. You need marriage, whatever you need, health, whatever.
All is there.
It's all there. So open book test.
The word is for the benefit of the kingdom of God.
Right.
And you're a part of the kingdom of God if you're born again.
Right. It's
you need to be born again.
Right. But the word is what has power, because in the beginning was the word, and Jesus was the word that became flesh, and his ministry is the sower sows the word.
The sower sows the word.
So use your words wisely.
All those spiritual forces, all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, those are spiritual power forces. And we have to realize what they have force when they come out of our mouth as a born-again Christian, as if God was saying it, and he is, because you are the body of Christ.
And then it says it won't return without accomplishing
right.
what
and
he
Isaiah,
said it to do.
It says,
so that we're probably long enough.
I know.
Yeah.
We're probably overdoing
it
here.
We want to say,
sorry about that.
Have a good week. Keep praying for
Truth Wins.
For everybody. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray people are born again. Pray. And do like Jesus. Know that my faith makes me whole, right?
We're blessed coming in, blessed going out.
As you believe, it should be done unto you. So
right.
That's what
as
we're
you
leaving.
Believe, and your belief is cultivated by Romans 10:17. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing. And I say, and I add to that, hearing
yeah,
every day, cultivating,
is,
getting,
I have something
getting
different
it
to
down
say.
Into from your mind to your spirit.
Yeah, but I just say, their faith is, the Lord is my
like
shepherd,
a child.
I do not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not want. That's what I'll leave them with.
Amen.
Your faith has made it so. The Lord
Amen.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want. So have a good day, and we'll see you next week. And I'm going to the wrong spot.